More than one quarter of all Air France pilots have gone on strike, the latest challenge to France's image as it tries to host Europe's biggest sporting event. Industrial disputes and rioting further complicate efforts to host the European Football Championships, which is also receiving terrorist threats. Stephen Boss reports.
French leaders have no time to celebrate their country's victorious start to the Euro 2016 Football Championship after France won the opening match against Romania. Officials had hoped to put terrorism, strikes and recent flooding at least for some weeks behind them as the country turns its attention to the European Championship soccer tournament, which is expected to draw over 2 million visitors. But on Saturday, Air France, the nation's main airline, said up to a fifth of flights are cancelled, both domestic and international. Among those affected were flights carrying spectators to cities holding the matches. It's the latest standoff between unions and the government. Weeks of strikes and demonstrations over the country's labor reforms and other industrial disputes already led to panic at the pumps, violent protests in the streets, and, most recently, garbage rotting in the gutters. Unions are angry at a package of government labor reforms that will give big companies more freedom to hire and fire workers or extend working hours, moves the government says are needed to make France more competitive. Among the most significant changes is a new rule allowing companies to reach collective pay deals with their own workers, rather than having to match national agreements. Another new requirement says at least 50% of employees must endorse a pay deal. At present, unions representing only one-third of employees can negotiate pay settlements, and strikers fear the biggest losers could be larger traditional unions. Despite the obvious negative impact on Euro 2016, protesters refuse to end the strikes.
It's important to go on with the strike because we must stop this law.
That's not all. French police have stepped in to break up small groups of mainly British and Russian football fans fighting one another in the French city of Marseille. Separately, riot police also dispersed crowds with tear gas after mainly English football fans clashed with French locals. Several volleys of tear gas were fired to disperse the fans, many of whom appear to be drinking heavily. The latest disturbances saw several arrests. That violence comes at a time when thousands of police and troops are already patrolling the streets amid ongoing terror threats. But French President François Hollande made clear he remained confident that Euro 2016 would be a success. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.